Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by Traeger, your full-service safety partner.
Ah, congratulations. You're off work. And luckily for you, old Dirty and Show.
My man.
Have the latest news for you. And the latest news, it is big news. With the Houston Astros, we kept hearing this morning that there was potentially roster moves up to date, and that they that the game tonight wasn't going to be in doubt. That finally came down. The Astros have some issues with players involved in the safety and health protocols, and those players are Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado, all to the 10-day injured list. General Manager James Click, he spoke about this to the media earlier.
They're on there as a result of the health and safety protocols.
Have you guys had a positive test?
Well, we can't comment on it beyond saying that the players have been placed on the health and safety protocol reasons.
All right, that's James Click, General Manager. Taylor Jones, Garrett Stubbs, Abraham Toro are all being called up, as well as Alex Degate and and Robbie Dawson. Robbie Dawson and Toro are going to be in the starting lineup today. This is sometimes COVID has jumped up again and really taken out the Astros. Four of their most important players in Alvarez, Altuve, Bregman, and Maldonado are out for at least seven games.
Again, it's Ronnie Dawson.
What did I call him?
Robbie.
Somebody had Well, somebody has it as Robbie from when I took this. Damn it. Somebody has
he's
it.
He's got your name.
He has mine. Is it Ronnie Dawson? Let me check.
It's definitely Ronnie Dawson.
I'll keep an eye on that, Ronnie.
It's Ronnie Dawson. Well, whoever I picked this from has Robbie Dawson. I won't say who it is, but he was on the show earlier today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, that's the time that we're living in right now, man, and hopefully we're on the backside of COVID-19 where, the contact tracing and things of that nature are either unnecessary or the times that they're needed, that it's needed, the data that it collects is needed, they're minimized, you hope. But ultimately, right now, safety first, obviously, before any kind of single game situation or week long, chunk of the season for a pro athlete or college athlete or anybody for that matter. So it's unfortunate, but look, let's be honest. As the lineup as it was 0-for-4 in the last four games. The team's on a four game slide.
They need a shakeup.
Yeah, got a little bit of a shakeup here. Let's see if these guys. Let's see if adding Ronnie and Toro to the lineup.
You don't even believe this yourself, as you're saying.
What? Yeah, sure I am. Add those two to the lineup. Let's see if Straw Dog leading off and Litmus Diaz in the two hole. See if that can't spark the Strohs to a victory over. I mean, let's be honest.
I think we could have picked other pieces in the lineup that could have helped the shakeup, like the guy leading off. There may be spaces we could have gone for a shakeup, rather than having to be Altuve and Bregman and Alvarez.
Well, you didn't have a choice. It's not like you up and decided like you picked the shortest straw.
They need it.
I mean, hell, you no pun Miles. Intended, by the way. I mean, at the end of the day, the situation hits you in the face. You adjust accordingly and move on. Now, let's see if these cats can't – see if these underdogs can't put a performance together to end this four-game losing streak. How about that?
5 o'clock fire.
Well, speaking of that, they did lose 8-2 last night, and they are on a four-game slide. And that's maybe the backdrop of the toughest part of this, Clint, is this is probably the worst time to have – four of your most important parts to be out an extended period because you're struggling right now. You're down four. You're down four of your best and most important players now in a four-game losing streak. Like, you were hoping to dig yourself out. This has to make you nervous. And we talked to Adam Spillane earlier, and he said, you know, generally contact tracing is more 7 games, and if you are testing positive, it's more 10 games. So the Astros could be looking at 7 days, rather, not games, 7 days and 10 days with these four important pieces out. I mean, you hope this thing doesn't get away from them in terms of a losing streak and they struggle more when they're there. This is a bad time to lose those guys.
You've got your 3-6 hitter that's got to come to play tonight. You can't wait till the ninth inning to be productive in those particular spots. You've got Lance McCullers, who you just gave 6-year, $85 million. You need more than 4 innings out of him tonight.
He's got to step up.
Yeah, you don't need him to pull a Greinke and talk about, well, I'm not going to throw the slider any longer.
Do you feel differently about Lance now he got that contract? Do you have different expectations in your mind? I do.
No, it doesn't change. It doesn't change at all for me. I mean, he's still a guy that's got really, really good stuff that I think we've just seen, or I hope we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. Brent Strom, Robert Flores. I mean, there's several guys that we've heard from that have said they expect this guy to be in the AL Cy Young Award. You know, one of them, Brent Strom, said top 10 voting. And hell, I think Robert Flores said top 5.
Well,
and
Astros fans need to see that tonight.
That's what I'm saying. You got to see it tonight. I mean, Yuli's hotter than a firecracker right now. But you need Brantley, hotter than a firecracker right now, to continue. And Correa's batting over 300 with a few home runs. I mean, those guys have to show up tonight in a big way if they want to get off this four-game slide. That's where they're sitting.
Yeah. Eight.
Superstar. What'd you say last year? You had something. You came in one day with something. This is a superstar moment or something. Like, I can't remember what you came up with.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Hold on, Joe.
I'm sure it was.
That you've completely forgotten it.
Nonetheless, this is one of those moments where your studs got to play. They got to show up. All of them that are available got to show up tonight.
Yeah, they need to pick it up. And Los, if you need to put them on your back, you can, except you're going to have to do it from the damn 6-hole.
That's when I feel sexy.
5 o'clock fire.
A guy says that and you're batting 6. I mean, you got to be kidding me. All right, the latest with the Deshaun Watson situation, one of the biggest stories in sports and in Houston here, 20 of the lawsuits have been refiled with their names attached. One is still pending, potentially could be taken care of tomorrow. And another, Clint, did drop the lawsuit they had against Deshaun Watson, citing privacy and security concerns. But the plaintiff does reserve the right to refile this case once those concerns can be addressed. Today seemed like a slow a progress day for Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden. Now I'm curious to see what the follow-up will be after today. Now they have the names, now they have the 20. What do you potentially expect? You expect that we see something from the Watson camp to kind of maybe potentially speed the process out on the names that they do have?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know the game show well enough to know what the next step is. I'm curious to know if how much of it will be public knowledge. How many of the names will we know? Will the details of, you know, once Rusty Harden and his crew, once they start digging into the discovery, which I would imagine they're already well into over the last few months, but now that they know the names and the names are pinned to lawsuits, How much of that will be public knowledge? You know, will that all be behind closed doors? Will he take an approach to let things play out in the media or in the public eye, in the court of public opinion, like Tony Busby did? I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. I really don't. I know that the priorities remains the same. I mean, ultimately, you gotta think that, you know, the first order of business for Deshaun Watson is if he is innocent, as they strongly, confidently, you know, have stated multiple times, they've got some evidence that should discredit a number of the lawsuits. And if that's the case, do those lawsuits drop one by one? Is it public when they do? I don't know how all that works, but I got to think that discrediting those whatever lawsuits Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden can, if any at all, I would think that's where it starts.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the mindsets of the two, because you would think if you're Deshaun Watson, man, you want to get this thing, as you talked about it earlier, it'd be good for the Texans to be able to get this thing in a place that is resolved so a move can be made. But Deshaun Watson, you know, for him, the same thing. And it'd be interesting to see, like, with him, his thought process of, man, can we make this process a quicker process to where potentially I can move on with my career, if he's innocent, as they claim.
Right.
Move on with my career or where things were. Or Rusty Harden, that's the pace of things. The draft is not a deadline in his head. Like, for him, maybe he's just playing this at a pace that is best to defend him. And just because I got to believe the two of them are on maybe different deadlines, because the longer this plays out, the more difficult it is to see Deshaun being back on the field this year.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we discussed this a little bit earlier. The Browns, they've given former Houston Texan, former Tennessee Titan Jadeveon Clowney a one-year deal worth $10 million. I'm just sitting thinking about this, Clint. Do Texans fans still care about Jadeveon Clowney? Like, do Texans fans still care about what he does? Like with DeAndre Hopkins, I could tell a lot of people were still checking him out, understanding, cared about what he was doing in Arizona.
Yeah.
Is that the same feeling about Clowney?
I don't know. Care or interest?
Yeah.
Like, I think about my crew in Baytown. Like, I think they're interested. I think they'll drink some cold bullets and break bread and talk trash to each other about it. Do I think they ultimately care? No. I mean, do I think that
because he was a lightning rod. He was somebody that drew emotion from people in a major way. Like, I wonder will people – oh, he went to the Browns. All right, I'm going to keep an eye on the Browns because
– Oh, now, don't know. There's definitely still a crew out there that if he does come out and wreck shop early in the season for the Browns, the I told you so crew will resurface from 2 years ago. Absolutely.
Absolutely. People want to die on that hill.
Oh, there's no – oh, come on, man. You know how that works.
A bunch of hill guys.
I mean, you know how that works. Come on.
I mean, still
bunch of heel dyers.
Yeah, there is. Bunch of people pushing this guy.
Heel dyers.
He can still go. No sex last year. He could still go.
No sex. I told you so.
I told you so. But see,
somebody, I was driving in this morning and I was listening. Somebody said, think about that. Jadeveon Clowney, if you're listening right now, Jadeveon Clowney has 5 more sacks than you do in the last 3 years, 2 years.
Yep. 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 Julian Edelman.
I never thought about it like that.
Just saying, yeah, I mean, still will die on it. No sacks. Not a single sack last year. Good God Almighty. All right, the Players Association may be really setting the Texans back. And the Texans are already set back, but the Players Association may be really setting the Texans back even further. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Come on.
107 down a back road.
Come on.
I'm glad to see you.
This is the deal. If you're driving down a road right now, listen to this. First of all, thank you. But if your ass wasn't moved when that beat right there came on, when that riff right there came on, when that song right there started playing, I don't know what in the hell to tell you. I don't know. We got to reevaluate how you live.
He always goes way over the top with.
I'm being dead serious.
Of someone, if you didn't feel that,
I'm dead serious. I cannot relate. I can't understand.
That's what he goes. That's what he says. My favorite is what he says. If that beat didn't touch you. I just don't think I can be cool.
Does music move you?
Yes.
Does music move you?
It does.
It's been pretty loud.
But I think it's really unfair for you to just believe that every piece of music should move everybody.
The really good ones.
And if that piece of music doesn't move someone that you deem is really good, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't.
You need to reevaluate your life. I believe in what he just said.
The way you're living. But yes, your life is another way to put it. I'm just telling you, man.
I don't even remember if this was on the air or not, but he told Tyler the other day. It might have been on the air. He told Tyler the other day, I'm just really disappointed in you that you just don't really like country music.
I am.
This is a passing shot. I'm just really disappointed in you.
I do like country music, though.
Not to the level that you need.
Yeah, that's fair.
For Clint.
Not to my level of appreciation. Yes. I'm going to bring you around. It's a challenge. I'm going to bring you around to my way of thinking.
But yeah, once again, folks out there, if you're driving.
It's a country song, by the way.
From Clint. If that didn't move you, you need to have your life reevaluated, or as he said, reevaluate your.
The way you're living.
The way
you're driving down a road in deep thought right there, and that Stapleton song comes on right there, I don't give a damn what's going on in your life. I don't. I mean, that right there, you got to. Come on. Let me call my boys and see what the hell they're up to. Come on.
Well, so now this leads there you go. It's time to go out.
Hey, show. Courtney going to let you out of the house. I'm coming through, baby.
Nah.
I'll pick you up at the end of the driveway.
I'm drunk, I guess.
Don't pour the milk on Nicholas on the way out. Come on.
From the text line, and I'm just reading from the text line, y'all white guys get moved way too quick.
Oh, white guy.
That's not fair because, yes, there's the right song that came on right now. I'd come unhinged.
Right.
I think it's this one.
Come on now.
Yay. Hey, yeah. He starts licking his lips, hand behind the head, both hands behind the head.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I mean, you can get moved.
I don't know.
That Chris Stapleton song makes me.
Whoever texts that, you go straight to hell. Ain't got nothing to do with being white, black, Hispanic, purple. Ain't got nothing to do with all that.
You don't have to go to hell. Just want to say that from Chef.
Yeah, actually.
Clint is telling you to go to hell.
Yeah, go to hell.
Bagel tear?
No. Go to hell.
Gotta love country music. Red Dirt for sure.
I don't care what kind of music it is. I don't care. If music don't move you, we can't drink beer together. That's all.
That is too far.
No, it's not.
It is too far, Clint.
No.
We can't drink beer together if the music.
We can't drink cold
713-572-4610. I want to hear it right now, damn it. Text in right now. I want to hear, what is the song that moves you? What is the song, as soon as you hear that bad boy, it takes you off?
Since we've been doing radio together, that Stapleton right there, and that Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I didn't even know those two songs moved me the way they did.
Until you heard it?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of get surprised by it. I wasn't expecting it. And it puts me in a different place. Takes me to a good place mentally. Takes me to a really fun place where I could really lose all my discipline and do something stupid possibly.
Well, let's not do that.
Just say.
I'm glad you're in a good mood. And I'm glad that Tyler played something that got you going. Because earlier, you were in the, you know, Clint, one of Clint's favorite phrases. That's just silly as hell. That's just a silly ass.
Yeah.
That's what Clint said about earlier.
The NFLPA?
Yeah, that NFLPA.
This kind of stuff chaps my hide, man.
Yeah, it chaps his hide because they are now trying to convince and urge the players to go ahead and boycott voluntary off-season workouts. And that just really, really disturbs.
Yeah, it really chaps my hide. That was a great drop, Tyler. That was a really good drop. It does. It chaps my hide. I mean, look, good teams in the end. And look, I understand we're in COVID-19. I understand there's a risk associated with gathering during COVID-19 times. But here's the reality of the situation. Good teams in the NFL that have winning as the number one priority, they're going to work out together somewhere, somehow, consistently moving forward. And the risk is going to be there, whatever that risk may be. I don't know who's been vaccinated, who hasn't. I don't know. I don't know where they are individually. But these players are going to gather somewhere to work out, and they're going to gather somewhere to create chemistry and get a leg up, get an advantage. And so to think that boycotting voluntary off-season workouts at a team's facility is going to accomplish anything is silly. This is something that you need in the game of football to create the chemistry that's necessary to win ball games. Whether we're talking about quarterback receiver, we're talking about quarterback center, we're talking about whoever the main communicator is on the defense, moving in and out of different coverages, understanding time spent in the meeting room, understanding coverages. It's not even the virtual stuff that they're doing, like these virtual workouts that they're going to end up doing. It's nowhere near as valuable as in-person workouts. I mean, show the risk is going to be there. The good teams are going to work out. Boycotting voluntary off-season workouts is silly.
Well, I as we're talking here, as Clint is fired up about the Players Association boycotting these voluntary workouts. And man, it really hits home with a team like the Texans. And as soon as you were talking about that, I was just thinking about Lovie Smith, who spoke and gave just a normal interview from a coach who just is brought in as a defensive coordinator. He spoke and he said something that I think really resonates to everything you were talking about. A team like the Texans, who have a whole new coaching staff and installing a whole new offense, I think, and in a whole new defense. Listen to Lovie Smith and the importance of being able to have the guys there physically.
And it is definitely harder to, if we can't get on the football field, to have to do it virtually. But that's one thing we learned, though, this going through this pandemic this last year, that we've adjusted and been able to get some good work done. But it's not the same as being on the football field. And for a new staff, we need to be out on the football field tomorrow, for that matter. And we want to be able to also, you know, our playbooks, the mental part of it is just as important as its physical part.
He said they need to be on the field tomorrow. That was last week.
So this is what the current NFL has announced. Off-season plan sent to all the teams in a memo today. 4 weeks of virtual workout, which I believe starts this coming Monday. 4 weeks of virtual workouts, which we can all agree that these virtual workouts are garbage compared to what you could do if the team came in to the facility every day and there was an hour scheduled to be in the meeting room or an hour scheduled to be on the field, whatever that may be. Not to mention there's weight room work and field work, agility type work that's involved in these workouts. 4 weeks of virtual work starting Monday, right? 1 week of on-field teaching work beginning May the 17th, which is, I believe, roughly a month from now, and 4 weeks of OTAs, which the 4 weeks of OTAs is when you really get into, you know, the heavy weights and running and things of that nature and getting yourself in shape for training camp. And then the last part of that is mini camp. The only thing that's mandatory is the mini camp.
That's the only thing that's mandatory.
The only thing that's mandatory. Yeah. So you're talking about players just deciding they don't want to be in 4 weeks of virtual work, which should be real on the field work, by the way. The week on the field teaching, they don't need that either. 4 weeks of the turf training, on-the-field training and agility stuff in the weight room, it's important. But after that, the quarterbacks and receivers would throw at least 3 days a week, right, either after or before. There would be a lot of throwing sessions in there. You're deciding, we don't need that. We're just going to show up and do a mini camp. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
No, I mean, yeah, that would, to me, if they weren't able to, that would really, really hurt teams like the Texans, particularly.
Oh, it's going to hurt. There's no question, Show.
Like teams like that, like everything you're describing. No question. That's going to crush. I mean, he's got to install. As Lovey said, we need to be out there tomorrow.
No question.
And they got new players and a new staff.
You said it earlier. You take this. You got coaching turnover. Right? If there's a new coach with an organization, a new head coach or a new coordinator on either side of the ball, this kills them, right? If there's a quarterback, you mentioned earlier Jared Goff and
Matt Stafford
flipping. So there's several of them, right? Carson Wentz. There's several of them. But those guys going to a new location and not this not being mandatory and them not going every single day and work, that's a problem, right? It sets these guys back. Justin Herbert, Tua, Josh Allen. You don't think those guys need this time? Lamar Jackson. Jalen Hurts, they need this big time. And these guys are encouraging them, urging them to boycott it. Come on, man.
Yeah, and someone else is in trouble, the Houston Astros. They are the big story right now. Major moves had to be made to very important players. We'll discuss that coming up. And the little test here, I mean, so many names we're getting in. From DMX to Zach Brown Band, I mean, a lot of people are throwing out their songs on here. You'll love it. We'll have to address it. I see the phone lines. People want to address this. All that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
See, this gets me going.
That right there?
Yeah, that gets you going.
We used to come out to this for our basketball games.
And now that just took it away from me.
So hyped. So hyped.
I just took it from me.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. That's kind of like an ESPN like, highlight reel type of vibe to it.
It gets me. Pulls me up a little bit.
That's what we're here for. It's
Stop
what Tyler's
shooting
here for.
Air jump shots, Tyler. Good God. As people are texting in, and we'll go over these, people are texting in the songs that get them going. And I mean, I love – this is what I love when we do these things, to see the wide range of listeners. I mean, we can go from heart – to Wayne. I mean, we got it all covered up in this bad boy. We've got a wide
diversity.
Range of diversity. You're right.
Welcome to Houston.
Diversity.
Welcome to H-Town.
It's not
baby.
An old wooden ship. Diversity.
The hell is he talking about?
I just gotta,
did well, I miss I just, something?
Just went right over y'all's heads.
It went
sorry,
way
keep
over
going.
So the big news, the Astros, they had to make some moves due to the health and safety protocols. They had to place five players in it, and it's five, well, at least four, very, very important players. Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado, all to the injured list. They call up Taylor Jones, Garrett Stubbs, Abraham Toro, Alex Degatti, and Ronnie Dawson, as I've gotten
Ronnie.
I have to change it. And Ronnie Dawson, they are also up to Miles Straw and Elitmus Diaz are 1-2 in the lineup tonight. But really, the slapping of – is this a slap in the face? Like, is this – like, with everyone out, I just told you, Yordan's out, Altuve's out, Bregman's out, Maldonado's out. But those top three are out of the lineup. And Carlos Los Correa is hitting six, Clint.
That's why I feel sexy.
And we talked to Adam Spolane. Mr. Sexy, we talked to Adam Spolane, and he said it's odd to him too. And the thing he come up with is the left right thing that Dusty likes to keep balance as the excuse.
Come on,
I just
Dusty ain't yeah, that ain't it.
How is Lowe's hitting six tonight?
I mean, this is one time. I don't know. I have no idea. This is one time where, like, take all the strategy out of, like, you're in a position if you're the Astros where you've got to get Brantley, Gurriel, and Correa to the plate as many times as you possibly can. You have to. I mean, ultimately, you have to. How can you, like, that? To me, there's no justification to put Miles Straw and Litmus Diaz in the position to, without a doubt, see more at bats the probability of seeing more at bats than anybody else in the lineup. Like that's.
I mean, I heard.
I'm not saying there's nothing out there. Could be something out there, show. I mean, I don't know. Look, so you tell me. Is there a reason out there why you, other than continuity, you just leave? Like he really feels comfortable hitting the six hole. Come on, man.
No, well, he hasn't been hitting. Like he's hit there a couple of times, but lately he's been four and five, or five at least, in that spot. So I don't know. There's no protection behind him at all. And I guess somebody had to be screwed with the level of protection. But I just like to me. I don't care. I really don't give a damn how you group them. To me, in the top four or five, it's got to be Brantley, Correa, Yuli, and who am I leaving off? And Brantley.
Tucker.
And Tucker. Somehow it's got to be those.
Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans breaking news.
What the hell? Houston Texans at 540. All right, Tyler, what breaking news do you have?
All right, well, there's a new lawsuit that has been filed against quarterback Deshaun Watson. That's going to bring the total number back up to 22. A Houston makeup artist has filed the lawsuit against the Texans quarterback, accusing him of sexual assault and harassment during two massage sessions at his home in September and November of 2020. So we were back down to 21, I guess, with the latest lady saying she did not want to continue on with the lawsuit. But this new one that was just filed minutes ago brings us back to 22 lawsuits pending against Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Okay, so we're all just learning. Is this one that is connected with Tony Busby?
I'm not sure. And this is being reported by the Houston Chronicle, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I can't find online the ones that have been refiled or anything else. But, yeah, I'm looking. Amy Dash, legal analyst for CBS Sports. I mean, another lawsuit just filed, this time reportedly by – is that what you just read, Tyler? Did you read her tweet?
No, I didn't read her tweet, no.
Reportedly by a makeup artist who says she told Watson she was not a licensed massage therapist and nonetheless gave him two massages. She describes being mentally worn down by his sexual requests.
And I will say our Brandon Scott, who does all the work for us at SportsRadio610.com, he just texted me and said he can confirm this is a brand new one and he has the lawsuit. So I'm going to get him to send that over to us and maybe we can learn some more about what's going on.
A couple of questions that come right off my mind is, all right, Brandon, as Brandon Scott has the lawsuit, is this filed by Tony Busby or is this a completely different attorney representation who was filing this lawsuit? And we talked about coming in, all right, they were able to at least bring the number down one today. And now the latest thing that we hear is Deshaun Watson has another accuser who is filing a lawsuit again on a day when – because we hadn't heard one for a while. 22 had been the number for some time, and now that's the last thing that we hear.
And while we're gathering the details on that, I mean, look, show it. That's the problem with this particular lawsuit. Again, I don't know who's innocent, who's guilty, who's being honest, who's not. Haven't seen this lawsuit yet. But the simple fact that there's been another lawsuit filed on Deshaun Watson, forget the day. Forget the ruling from the hearing Friday. And that today's the day that all these women have to put their names on these lawsuits, right? Forget all that. When it comes down to it, the biggest problem with this for Deshaun Watson is answering the question of, hey, man, where is it going to stop, right? I think other organizations that could be interested in Deshaun Watson, that would be one of the very first questions is
from the football standpoint. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, other organizations that are involved in are interested in Deshaun Watson. Okay, how do we know that if we trade for him and all of this is put behind him, how do you know in 3 months there's not going to be another one come up? And that would have always been a question, but with the number having gotten to the point of 22. Had gone back to 20, 21. It was going in the right direction. There had been no more. So you think that, okay, there's no more lawsuits out there, or at least you hope there's no more lawsuits out there. And then, boom, one of them pops up. And so, again, the question resurfaces of, where does this stop? And this is scary because, Show, I've told you this from the jump. We've talked about this from the jump multiple times, right? Is I don't know that Deshaun knows the number of potential, right? Of potential with clearly he had some habits that were unorthodox, to say the least, to put it kindly.
To even put himself in the position to have 20, just to be honest, if we count what Tony Busby said, that he had 5 women that he turned away, the SI article, that's 29 women to say that. And yes, it just hit ESPN. 29 women to put himself in a position, in a situation where 29 women are saying that he has done something inappropriate, to say the least, of what they're accusing, at the least, something inappropriate is...
Where does it stop? I mean, that's ultimately now... That's the first thing that popped in my head was where, okay, now where does it stop? And you hoped it stopped at 22, and it clearly hasn't. If you're just joining us, the news just dropped. There's been another lawsuit just filed on Deshaun Watson. New lawsuit brings Deshaun Watson's allegations back to 22, 20 of which have a name associated with them. The 21st has until tomorrow at 2 p.m. to identify, to put a name on that lawsuit, for that lawsuit to be refiled, including the name. And then just now, the 22nd lawsuit has been filed, reportedly by a makeup artist who says she told Watson she was not a licensed massage therapist and nonetheless gave him 2 massages. She describes being mentally worn down, and mentally worn down is in quotes, by his sexual request.
That's from Amy Dash. And the Houston Chronicle, I believe, as we reported this first. Tyler, you have some additional news you want to pass by?
Yeah, some details are coming out regarding the lawsuit. More specifically, parts of the lawsuit read, as Clint said, she describes feeling mentally worn down after Watson repeatedly asked her to touch him inappropriately, according to the lawsuit. The plaintiff was mentally beat. The pressure from Watson's relentless instruction coercing her against her will left her powerless. It also describes in the litigation that Watson touched himself inappropriately numerous times and tried to kiss her and groped her, she says, in the litigation.
No, not good. And not good. Just and I think there is to me a bit of level of importance to the fact that, as you said, when is it going to end? And it seemed like, and I know we kept it in the back of our head, but it seemed like since there had been no one coming out anymore, we had been sitting at 22 for quite some time, no one coming out anymore, that maybe this was at least the end in terms of accusations being made towards him. And now to think, okay, there's another one from a makeup artist, there's another one that's filed, now jumping the number back up to 22. Like, you almost thought that part was done, but now you're seeing more. That is, as you said, you have no understanding of when this could end, or when at least the people accusing him of things.
Yeah, look, and the thing is
this definitely doesn't speed the process up.
No, it doesn't. No, and look, this could be a very calculated move by Tony Busby.
That'll be interesting to hear if it is him.
It is. It's okay. Verified. Yes, it's okay. Tony Busby.
It is Tony Busby.
This could be a calculated effort by Tony Busby. Remember, he did mention that there were 5 different women that his office had spoken with and didn't move forward with a lawsuit. This could be a calculated effort in a sense of, okay, you think you've weathered the storm. Now we're going to put more heat on and see if we can't get a settlement out of Deshaun Watson and this be one of those 5 that they maybe added to the mix after the fact. And so this could be anything from literally a legit another lawsuit that Deshaun Watson just came forward, or it could be a calculated effort by Tony Busby at this point in time. We don't know.
Yeah, it's if you are just joining us, the breaking news here is another lawsuit has been filed against Deshaun Watson. This now runs the number up to 22, and this isn't a old one. This is a brand new one. Amy Dash, who you hear a lot here with Payne and Pendergast right here on Sports Radio 610, a CBS Sports legal analyst, she says another lawsuit just filed, this time reportedly by a makeup artist who says she told Watson she's not a licensed massage therapist and nonetheless gave him two massages. She describes being mentally worn down by his sexual request. And as Tyler just expressed to us, this is filed by Tony Busby, the attorney for the other plaintiffs. So now up to 22. And like, I don't know, Clint, I think there is, and you said this could be calculated by Tony Busby. There is this does kind of change things as, all right, things were going down and quiet and quiet. And then bam, right here, this is the news that everyone's going to see. Another woman. I'm seeing it right now on ESPN. Another woman who has accused Deshaun Watson, a new woman. And it's bam, right after the names are given out, which everyone was talking about. The names are given out. Somebody's dropped. And bam, nope, it doesn't stop. Here comes another one. And I'm with you. I think this is potentially, you could really argue and see this was a calculated thing and now changes the narrative of the conversation again of a new allegation.
Yeah, this one was also filed with a name. I mean, it wasn't Jane Doe.
Just a name as well?
So it had a name on it. And so...
it's not even trying.
They're
to
not even playing the Jane Doe game anymore. It's literally just coming out with the name on it and moving forward. So, yeah, look, I think this raises a ton of questions, and the biggest one being, how does any team know that you're at this has potential to come to an end, right? I mean, I think with any professional organization, there's a fear with their players of their players doing something legitimately and putting themselves in this position, or having false accusations thrown at your players. Either way it goes, those are concerns for professional organizations all day long, every day. But when you know they're out there, and one single player has 22 lawsuits filed against him, you go a week or so without any lawsuits being announced, and then bang, another one comes out of the woodworks. I think you got that fear, if you're an organization, goes through the roof of hey man, where does this end? I think this is a tough one. In a sense of if the Texans are going to get to a spot where they can trade Deshaun Watson.
Because it just slows it. It slows. I got to be honest. When I hear myself say that, it just sounds almost in a very ridiculous thing. But I mean, just from the standpoint of moves being made from the Texans or Deshaun Watson, if there was any thought that moves could be made with the draft or anything trivial when you talk about what's being accused, any of that stuff, this just slows that progress down. And you said this the other day, and we talked about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot tomorrow, is, man, Deshaun needed to string together positive winning days like he did Friday. We said Friday was a positive winning day, the way he and Rusty Harden specifically put the ladies out there to give him to speak almost as a character witness to Deshaun Watson. And I think that played a big role and was helpful to them, and they got those names. Then we saw today, and I describe it as a disappointed progress, and now that's gone because nobody remembers any of that. What has happened today, now there is another lawsuit on a makeup artist who has brought the number really – to 22 open lawsuits, and they all have names attached. There were 23, one dropped one for the time being, but 22 active lawsuits. And this, to me, counts as a day that is not a winning day. This does not help the progress for them to string, as you said, string together winning days.
Yes. Agreed, man. It's gonna be. It's a tough one. We'll see what comes of it. Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson. Their camp. They've got all the names. So yep. The anonymous allegations. The concern over anonymity is no longer. We'll see what they can, what they do with it, and how it affects their defense of Deshaun Watson. But it's names are on them now.
Yep. Texans All Access. Coming up behind us, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. The Astros, if they score more than five runs or more, I got lunch tomorrow. Is it El Tempo? Is that what we're doing? I got lunch tomorrow for the fellas. And, yes, they got a lot to deal with tonight without having Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Machado. This is or Maldonado, excuse me, not Machado. They don't have Manny Machado.
You call it Machado. He calls it Machete. Machete. It's Machete.
All right. Great job. Great job in the last few minutes there. Clint, thanks to Brandon Scott for helping us out. Adam Spallone as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron, the show Hughley. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. When the day
that lies ahead of me. Me and Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.